This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on red-hot-mama.com. This is episode number 71 on one beautiful August 10th of 2007. It's the seventh inning here at the bottom of the seventh inning in Cincinnati. We're the Reds are currently down 7-6, and it's free game night for Reds Heads members. One of the games you can get in for free with your ticket vouchers. And so we're here with our little Reds head, and in the section with apparently all of the Reds heads, which is plenty obnoxious.
Yeah,
but you know, ours is joining right in. So there you go. We've already had peanuts and cotton candy, Dippin' Dots, ice cream.
Hot dogs.
And a pretzel.
And a pretzel.
It's been junk food night here at the baseball game. We've been treated to some very interesting scoring. The scoreboards are
For the Reds, it's mainly been like the Norris Hopper and the Norris Hopper show.
Well, I'm talking about the scoring, as in the scorekeeper.
Well, that's different than actual...
Some very interesting plays have been called errors. Well, have been called hits that I would have called errors.
Well, they showed, after one of them, they showed, like, on the video screen, Mr. Red holding a magic 8-ball that looked like a baseball, and a thing came up and it said, hit. And I think that's probably what the scorer is using.
He's actually using. In that case, that's really what it looked like.
I bet when there's a wild pitch, though, he has to shake it again when hit comes up.
Yeah, that would be pretty confusing. One of these days, you know, you'll just be watching the scoreboard and it'll come up as hits.
The ball flies to the backstop.
Eh.
Hit. Like, what?
Eh. Our redhead is being a little obnoxious down here, but he's sitting in the row in front of us, really enjoying his freedom, being a whole row again away from mommy and daddy.
They grow up so fast, gain their independence.
Man, he's dancing. Look at him go, man.
Today was his last day at his daycare before he starts first grade.
He starts first grade on Tuesday. It's an exciting. It's really more exciting for us. He doesn't even know what he's in for.
No.
You know, we can see his future unfolding before him. It's kind of thrilling. He could go, he could do anything. Unlimitless potential is what he's got.
All right, the game's back in action. There was a bit of a break. I think they changed pitchers, maybe.
The shortstop.
Eddie just struck out.
So here comes Gonzalez to the plate. Have we got pitching? Can you tell? Someone
Bell.
By the name of
I'm not
Bell.
Familiar with the Padres bullpen enough to know who that is.
Now,
but Dunn's on first.
Now, what was the name of the guy who was starting? He was, you're saying, a converted reliever.
Yeah. Well, the Padres just recently released David Wells, so I'm guessing that reliever
was... Well, now,
why
in the hell did they do that? Was he not doing well?
No, he wasn't. He's like ERA approaching 6.
Well, he'd fit right in Cincinnati. They had to pick him up.
Actually, I'm kind of thinking I can see the Cardinals going for him.
Well, you know that the Cardinals have have brought up Rick Ankiel, so of course they will be turning their season around now.
Well, definitely. You can just feel it with that 3-run home run he hit.
Yeah. He brought a tear to LaRusse's eye. Brought a tear to my eye when I heard about it secondhand. Didn't really know anything about him or anything. Because, you know, I'm not actually a Cardinals fan, as it turns out. Though, you know, there have been times when I've talked more about them on Red Hot Mama than we've talked about the Reds.
Well, they're more interesting sometimes.
Sometimes they've got more to say. Now, we're being loud now, so we're in...
Loud noises.
Yeah. The scoreboards have been all over the freaking map today. They've been, like, blank, reloading.
At one point, the one in left field... where the lineup is displayed, it just said name, 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 name.
And the ribbon board over at third base was off for like an inning and a half.
Yeah.
Which is awesome for the people over like under the scoreboard, because that's about all they have access to.
Why does it say San Diego's batting and it's the first inning? It's the bottom of the third.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. But right now it's working all right.
There's a can of corn.
Gonzalez
bounds.
Pops it up foul over the first baseline. Looks like it's out of the field of play, so they get another ball and give that a try again. look, there's
Deuce
the kid
wild,
who caught it.
Oh, two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on.
Deuce is wild.
Down by six, it'd be nice if Gonzalez could come through here.
So, you know, we were just talking about how the Reds aren't very...
Oh,
and Gonzalez strikes out to end the inning. What a bummeroonie. Yeah, because the Reds are now down 7-6. I tell you what, they brought in Majeski in the sixth inning. He's cut all his hair off.
Yep, it was weird. He looks totally different, much younger.
Yeah. And yet, unfortunately, not any better. All right.
I was so shocked when he allowed a home run.
So now they're off. It's the Reds race. It looks like Mr. Red is in the lead. Of course, Rosie Red is pulling up
here
because...
Wow, this is the quietest Mr. Red's race I've ever been to.
Because nobody loves him. Nobody loves her. Oh, wait. Rosie's taking the lead. Oh, Mr. Red.
No, Rosie.
Oh, they're going around the corner.
But you don't want an early lead. That means you're going to lose.
Because Mr. Red. Oh, and
Rosie. No, now she's...
Uh-oh. Man, she runs bow-legged. What's wrong with her?
They all run funny. They have the strangest
spurts. I guess they're a mascot. Oh,
Rosie finished third.
Yeah. Tell you what.
It's that
there
apron.
There is no love for for Rosie Red.
It's that apron.
But as a reminder, if you have automobile trouble after the game, please, you know, it's bad enough that they don't even let her on the field.
Yeah.
You know, the other two get to, like, run around actually in person. Mr. Poor Rosie, you know, she's left back probably cooking or something. Cleaning up the clubhouse, maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe performing services. I don't know.
No.
You know, there's that.
Well, look at that.
Oh, look. So Marty Brennan signed in 2010. Huh?
So
I'm glad to see that the Reds are taking action to improve the team.
It's a nice, comfy looking chair he's got there.
Go, Marty.
All right, so we are bound to have cantankerousness on...
Negativity and cantankerousness through 2010. Thank God. Because certainly they couldn't find anyone else to say bad things about the Reds. Where's he going? Can you get our son back?
Fine.
So what I wanted to talk about was Bob Castellini, because, you know, not this morning before I went to work, I checked out the comment he made that John Fay reported on his blog about the... about what a good job Wayne Krupski's been doing, and
right.
And how they're what was the other thing he said? There's
about how the Reds still have a chance.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. And you asked John Fay if he thinks that they're done for this season, and John Fay's lame response was, "Well, if you look at the numbers, or you know, I say screw the numbers. The reason that the Reds aren't going to win this season is because they haven't won yet, and there's no reason to think anything's going to change."
Well, one would expect things to change if there were any significant personnel changes, but it's too late for that.
But clearly, yeah, there's, I mean, you know, unless they really think, I mean, he can't really think that picking up things off the Seattle scrap heap people no one else claimed is going to make a significant enough change to change the timber of the season.
It makes me wonder if perhaps I've been too harsh on Krupski. Maybe he really wasn't allowed to trade Hatteberg and Konak.
Can you even imagine? That would be crazy.
That would be just wretched.
Well, at least one of them. I mean, well, you know, and of course we'll never know because he won't tell us anything. So,
and
I mean,
the reporters won't go after it very hard.
Yeah, no joke. If Castellini were to say to me, so you think the season's over? I don't think that I'd be saying anything like, well, look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. If you were to investigate the statistics.
Then the Reds... still continue to lose.
What I'd like to know, and then he makes a comment like, "Oh well, but they've won 2/3 of their game in the games of the division. Yeah, 2/3 of the games of the division. That means they can win. They can win the playoffs." What a load of crap! You know, it's not only the games in the division that count; it's all of the games that count.
Except for the All Star game.
Oh, except for the All Star game, but you know, there weren't any Reds in that anyway.
Oh, Griffey started.
Yeah, that's right. And as I recall, he was pretty good.
Yeah, I think he is involved in most of the National League's runs.
In his 70th All-Star game of his career. Mm-hmm. We got to see him hit home run number 590 tonight, too. That was
That's the second time we've been here when when two of the numbers have changed.
That's right.
It's the last time I think we saw 580.
I don't know. Whichever one we saw, the one before it had been up for the longest time.
Yeah.
Or at least
I suppose
the 10
it could have been 570. It was one of those.
The number was really faded. The middle number was really faded, and they take it out like, ooh, fresh number. So what are we looking at now? We're still...
Well, Jared Burton is pitching this inning. He got
Jared Burton, the top of the eighth.
An out on a ground ball to Gonzalez at short.
We're glad to see that.
The third baseman who did that. Now left fielder Termell Sledge.
See, what's awesome is that I didn't know what was going on in the game because I was going off on my own rants. I think I'm ready to take over for Marty.
You have to wait till 2011.
I'll be ready in 2011.
Will we still be doing this then?
I don't know. Hopefully I will have sold Red Hot Mama for about $15 million by then. And then, cotton candy's on me, baby.
That would be very sticky. Rubbing that all over you.
Cotton candy. You know what? That would be kind of awesome, though. A great big, like, room of cotton candy. It would only be awesome, like, the first time you jumped in it, because it'd get all smushed down and wet and sticky.
And then
it'd
get into crevices, and it'd be like, oh, I can't.
Yeah, I need a bath. Shower, please. So, we were debating whether we're going to stay for the game tomorrow. We have bought tickets, because we're going to the Screaming Mimes concert. You have to have tickets to get into that.
Screaming Mimes.
But the fact is that...
And the... Kids Club Pizza Party.
And there's the Kids Club Pizza Party tomorrow there in Harang. We'll be going to that. I'm trying to figure out how to train our son to say, how do you explain your utter lack of Cy Young votes last season? How does a guy your size fly under the radar so easily?
He walked him. Burton walked Sledge.
Sledge. Do you think people call him Hammer? I expect they do.
The right fielder.
No.
Brian
Why would
Giles.
You call him Hammer when his first name is Termell?
Oh, that is an awesome first name.
It's two M's.
Hey, Hammer.
Uh-oh.
Please, Hammer, don't hurt him. That's what I'd say.
We got a coaching visit to the mound.
Uh-oh.
And
David Ross
somebody
is
else
going
is
out
coming
to the mound.
In.
Uh-oh.
Burton's done.
Tell you what. David Ross tried to throw out someone at second today and then threw it straight into center field. I don't really know why he tries. I guess you have to threaten otherwise. I mean, you have
well,
to,
he's
you know, throw
usually
out.
Good at throwing the second, isn't he?
I don't think so, is he?
Ross says...
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his one good thing, wasn't it?
That was his one good thing, and he's starting to suck at that, too.
But you know what? He did have a hit in the inning where the woman picked...
well, that was
batters.
One of those that was ruled ahead.
Yeah.
It looked more like an error by the
Yeah. Well, she picked the wrong person anyway. She picked
Eddie. I wouldn't have picked Ross.
I don't, oh, no. It was Eddie, Gonzalez, or Ross. I probably would have picked Gonzalez. But actually, Ross was the only one to get it.
Well, Gonzalez walks.
That's right.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
The waltz is good as a single.
You don't get your Meyer gift card if you want. So who's coming in? Well, we got Everyday Eddie.
Everyday Eddie.
He
pitched yesterday.
And apparently he is every day since he was in yesterday. And he kind of stunk yesterday, as I recall.
Oh, he did all right. You know, for his first time back. I know he allowed a home run, but...
Well, who doesn't? I mean, that's just what they do here, right?
I mean, he fit right in with the bunt save.
That was funny was that there was the headline. You know, we've got the Reds news as a feed on the side on Red Hot Mama. And I don't head over to Reds.com that often, but I will see the headlines on my own site. And the one for about yesterday's game was Dodgers spoil Guardado's return or something along those lines. I'm like,
wow.
Now I kind of think maybe Guardado spoiled Guardado's return.
That doesn't really capture that game at all.
Oh, she's
look.
Getting married.
Wow. Bridal shower at the park? Huh.
That's what I should have done, except I didn't follow baseball at all in 1996 when we got married. Nor would we have had any time in the 3 days between the time we decided to get married and the time we actually
and
did.
And since we got married... Oh, no, I guess the Reds would have been playing then.
Plus, I
in
also
September.
Didn't have any friends to come to a bridal shower with me.
Well, you know, you had friends before we got married.
And,
It was
and
after the marriage that
age,
they.
So what in the world did the point be?
It was after the wedding that they all.
No! Is that true?
Not exactly.
No, I think that they bailed before, because none of them came to our wedding. I mean, we didn't feel like we had to invite any of them. So obviously they weren't. They must not have been such a presence in our lives. Yeah, good story. This is very relevant to baseball. So what's going
on? So Guardado's on now.
Guardado's on. We got one out in the top of the eighth.
And he's given two balls.
Should I let you do
to start off Brian Giles here? This is looking real good.
Trying to do my play-by-play and you keep talking over me.
Oh, you're going, what's going on? So I just, I thought you were asking me.
It's fine. Why don't you just do the show? You know so much.
I don't. I thought I was answering your question. I didn't realize it was rhetorical.
What did you think that I was doing when I was talking?
I didn't hear you talking.
Yeah, maybe you should listen.
That's my problem.
Maybe you should listen sometimes.
Oh, it's got to be too hot, right?
Oh, it's out to right field. We got, right. Griffey's got it all the way over in the corner by the foul line, all the way almost back to the warning track.
We lost him. From where we're sitting, we couldn't see.
Yeah, I had to lean forward and everything. Almost toppled out of my seat. Almost fell into the Reds heads below.
That's okay. They would have caught you. You could crowd surfed on the wee ones
down the pile of 7-year-olds. I don't think so. One of them's crying, which it just seems like it's inevitable. You have a certain critical mass of 7-year-olds. And, it's inevitable that at least one of them will be crying before the end of the 3-hour game.
Yeah.
I wonder how much longer they'll be able to hang out here because, it's 10 o'clock. Are they going to keep him here until the end of the game? Of course, I guess we're keeping our 6-year-old here to the end of the game, though he does have his blankie out. So,
And he's
Reds
being
are
good.
Still down 7-6. Kids being good. Bernardo's on. You're going to finish out the inning and then close this thing up.
I don't know. It's the A's. We might never finish it. Hey, the Bats won today.
Is that right?
Over the Indians. We're going to be going to see them on Tuesday.
Yeah, I went and bought the tickets today. It's pretty awesome. We got row right next to the Bats bullpen. So
we can talk to Coffee.
I'm hoping that we get to chat with Todd Coffee.
Or Bill Bray.
One can hope. Who else? Who else is in the
Cooter.
Kulangas, yeah. We can be like, hey, Cooter. How much does it suck being set down when you're
And then
doing
he won't
awesome?
Respond because he doesn't go by that nickname to anyone. But
he doesn't know that's his nickname yet. But he will.
After Tuesday.
Hey, Cooter. We're going to start calling you Cooter.
They are hitting Gordano hard.
Yeah. Blum has hit one out to deep left field, but Dunn has it. And the inning is over. Thank God.
No runs in the eighth.
Thank goodness for outfielders, huh?
Yeah.
So here we go into the bottom of the eighth, and here's hoping that the Reds can pull something together and maybe come back to win this bad boy before this is all over with. Everyone cross your fingers, keep on hanging in there, and go Reds!
The Red Hot broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.